Well, I've been waiting for this for a long, for a while now. I've got used to every year setting up and playing some jazz music at the summer book signing, the Sharon book signings, which has been going on forever, it seems. I missed it. The Sharon area is back again, and this is an event that really is an event that really does indicate that summer's coming to an end and we're heading to fall. It's the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, their 24th book signing, 24th annual summer book signing. With us we have the executive director of the library, Gretchen Hutmeister, and also the development and events coordinator, Holly Nelson. Gretchen and Holly, welcome and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Nice to be here.
You know, I don't know when this event first started, if anybody thought how big of an event it would become, how quickly it would become an event that's big, not only the people in Sharon, but an event that the people in the whole area have realized. But this has become an event that people really love to go to, support, and they stay from the moment the gates open till the moment it closes.
Yeah, I think when it began 24 years ago, it really was intended to highlight local authors. I've seen an invitation from that first year, and I think there were five or six authors at tables outside the library, and it has just ballooned since then. So it's really exciting.
And, of course, this is coming up August 5th, 5:30 till 7:30. That's a Friday, and it, of course, won't be at the library because we'd all be fenced in if it were, because they're doing that beautiful renovation and upgrading project. This year, I guess, Holly, it's being held at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum?
Yeah, that's one of the really exciting changes in terms of a small change. We're so fortunate to have such wonderful neighbors at the library, the Sharon Historical Society and Museum. And when... You know, as your listeners well know, our renovation plan has been going on for a while, and restoration plan. And so as we're trying to figure out the best place to stage it, we realized that, of course, right next door is this nice open space. It's all in the neighborhood amidst the grand buildings and still under the big white tent. So we're very appreciative of the Historical Society. They're really well set up for these kind of events, and we're really pleased that people won't have to go, you know, anything other than a few steps further south to come to where they've always joined us for the book signing in years past.
Now, as people go to it, I know over the years it's advanced to the point where people can use credit cards and things like that. Is it basically going to be set up the same way at the Historical Society, where credit cards, where people come in, they pay their admission to get in, and then everything just flows from there?
Sure, we're trying to gradually increase the kind of friendly technology that'll help us make it move smoother and easier, so that everybody can focus on the cool authors and all their interesting, you know, all the interesting books and friends they get to see there, and not have to worry too much about the process. This year, another change for this year is that we've allowed we set it up so that people can now buy tickets on our website. Www, as you know, HotchkissLibraryofSharon.org, and there's a click through right from the very first thing you see that'll take you to the book signing page, and from there we've got the authors listed and a little bit about their books, and there's also a click through that you can right from there pre-purchase a ticket, as many as you want with the credit card. You can also make reservations for our author dinners. We'll just add those fill up very quickly. But additionally, people can also, we sent out, of course, hundreds of invitations as well. So you can, if you'd rather pay by check or with a credit card via the mail, many people will have gotten them in the mail, or else they're also available for pickup at the library. So people will send those back as well. Once you're there, we encourage people to purchase tickets ahead of time, but they don't have to. If they want to walk in, they can. And from there, there'll be a nice little credit card operation to take your admittance, although you can also pay by check and even occasionally by cash. Same thing with purchasing. Purchasing will be inside, a couple of lines for credit cards and also a line for checks or cash.
All right, before we get on to talking about all the authors, this always sells out early. That's why I want to mention it now. Are you having the authors' dinner get-togethers where people can do that as well this year?
We are. We are having four of them this year, and I think because of all the uncertainty, they're a little bit smaller than many years, with the idea that if, depending on what happens in the biome or the, you know, that with COVID, we wanted to make sure that the host had the flexibility to either have something outside or inside. So this year we are having four different events that are, they're really very interesting. There's information on the website. Some of them still have a little bit of space you can purchase your tickets on the website, but it's with, you know, Ann Leary, who's a novelist, and Liza Donnelly, who's a cartoonist, Paige Dickey, who's a wonderful gardener and has written a book about, I'm sure Gretchen will talk about that, about resettling in our area, and also Rob Sedgwick, who's got a very cool memoir called Bob Goes to Jail. So some of that, there's still some spaces available, and but probably not for long.
Okay, HotchkissLibraryofSharon.org, if you want more information. Now, let's go to the authors themselves. I mean, over the years, I know it started out with a lot of local authors, and still, you know, we've been very lucky out here. Local authors are actually national authors as well. But you have an amazing mix, I think probably one of the best mixes of local, regional, national, and international authors for a book signing that I've seen just about anywhere.
Oh, thanks, Marshall. It is a really fun mix this year, and we do have, I'd say, probably a few more locally based people than we have had the last few times we've had the book signing, simply because we wanted to give them a chance to highlight their books, many of which came out during the pandemic and didn't get a lot of attention, and there's some great, great work. So let me just first tell you, we have four things to choose from in our fiction category. We have a first novel written by Daphne Andriadis about immigrant families in Queens. We have two historical novels, one about Coco Chanel at the end of the war in France, who was actually put on trial for treason, and Gioia Diliberto, the author, imagines what that must have been like. And we have a historical novel by the best-selling writer Ann Leary, who's been with us a couple of times before, and she has a new novel called The Foundling, which has received a lot of national attention and is based actually on one of her ancestors, story of her life. We're very excited to welcome Michael Favala Goldman. I think this might be the first time we're featuring a translator at the event. He is sort of single-handedly responsible for rediscovering a really wonderful Danish writer from, she was born shortly before World War II and wrote until the 70s in Copenhagen, and her name was Tove Ditlevsen. And she's beloved in Denmark and sort of not very well known in this country. And he sort of, by accident, while traveling in Denmark at an airport, picked up a little slim volume of her work. He's married to a Dane and obviously speaks Danish fluently now. And he fell in love with this book and found out that it hadn't been published in this country, or portions hadn't been. So he repackaged it together with these other two autobiographical pieces that she wrote, and wrote the Copenhagen, or translated rather, the Copenhagen Trilogy, which the New York Times named one of its 10 best books in 2021. It's been a big, big success, a real word-of-mouth kind of book. We have multiple copies at the library, and they're constantly out. And he's now translated a collection of her short stories for the first time in English called The Trouble with Happiness. And he will be with us. The local writers that we talked about, we have Sharon resident Peter Lefferts, who's a well-known artist, who's published his first novel called What the Kekek Saw, which is an animal fable. We have a first poetry collection by Sharon native Martha Bowl Redioff. She grew up in the Ellsworth section of Sharon and now lives in the New Milford area. We have a cookbook by Sharon resident Jessie Sheehan, Snackable Bakes. She's been with us a couple of times before, and she's actually a TikTok sensation. She's had millions of views of her videos where she demonstrates baking, and this is a fun cookbook with some of the same recipes. We have Adam Van Doren from Cornwall. with a historical book of essays and watercolors of landmarks of the American Revolution, which is called In the Founder's Footsteps. Holly mentioned Paige Dickey. She will be with us signing her book, Uprooted, about moving from her beloved garden further south in Connecticut to Falls Village a number of years ago. Laurie Lyle, who lives just right up the street from the library and the radio station, will be presenting her book, Word for Word, which is a really luminous, beautiful memoir about her journey becoming a writer, an artist, and the sacrifices that she made as a woman and the choices she had to make as a woman to really make a name for herself. As you know, she's a internationally known biographer and memoirist, and it's a really beautiful book. Mark Scarborough, who lives in Colebrook, will be with us to sign his memoir, Bookmarked, which is a reflection on how books have, as he says, molded, ruined, and then ultimately saved him. He is a much-loved local luminary in library circles. He's also an internationally known cookbook writer with his husband. But this, you know, we mostly know him in libraries from these amazing classes he teaches all around Berkshire County and Litchfield County. And he has a large number of fans, and he's, you know, taught all of us many things about all kinds of literature. And Rob Sedgwick will be with us, as Holly mentioned, with his memoir, Bob Goes to Jail. He's a member of the well-known Sedgwick family here in Sharon. And he had the law a number of years ago, and this is his humorous and also deeply personal look into his search for figuring out really who he was and what his life would be like. And I think we're very excited that Sam Posey will be with us also from Sharon. And he has a wonderful book called Sam's Scrapbook, which he put together with his son, John. And it has hundreds of amazing photographs of his childhood here in Sharon and his racing career and his career as a sports commentator, and lots of words to go along with those photographs, telling the stories career and how it all began. It's really a really interesting book, whether you're into auto racing or not. I found it fascinating. We also have, beyond the local authors, Marshall, we have books on kitchen design, the history of the Hudson Valley. We're really excited. We have two books by well-known cartoonists and illustrators. Liza Donnelly will be joining us. She is a well-known cartoonist from The New Yorker, and she has a book called Very Funny Ladies, which is a history of the women cartoonists at the very important New Yorker magazine. It includes, I think, over 70 cartoons. It's a lot of fun and very interesting, and she interviewed a lot of the cartoonists as well. And Edward Sorrell, who's now well into it, lives in the Hudson Valley, has done a illustrated memoir called Profusely Illustrated, and he's well known for his very wavy style, quick pen and ink drawings, cartoons, and many of them with a real political bite to them. And he's been around for years, and it's a really interesting book about his when the political have really collided in his work. We have a book by Fleming Rutledge, a spiritual book, a collection of her sermons. She, I believe many years ago she was the priest at St. John's Episcopal Church in Salisbury.
You know, you have such a wide variety of authors there. Now, for the tickets, you guys still put on, I always said that for the ticket price to go to this as fundraiser for the library, you can't get a four-course dinner for as much good food and drinks that you get at this event.
Well, we'll have beer and wine this year and soft drinks as well as wonderful hors d'oeuvres provided by J.P. Giffords. So, served by the Sharon graders that always help us out.
All right. And, Holly, let's go over the ticket prices in advance so people know what the ticket prices are to help the with this event.
Sure. It is the same. The price is mainly the same as the last one we did, which was in 2019. And so it's $40 for admission. And the author dinners are $175 a person, and those dinners are held right after the event. The event this year runs from 5:30 to 7:30, a touch earlier than previous years, and the author dinners start right at the end of the evening.
And once again, for the price to get to meet and talk and get books signed, and for the food, it is one of the most fantastic events around that. Once again, it's back, the 24th Annual Sharon Summer Book Signing, August 5th, and that runs from 5:30 to 7:30, right next door to the library, the Sharon Historical Society. Well, Gretchen and Holly, thanks for joining us today. And if people want more information, of course, HotchkissLibraryOfSharon.org, right?
That's right. Lots of information, lots of great children's books as well. And don't forget that all the proceeds go towards our operating expenses at the library. So all goes to a good cause, and we appreciate all our underwriters and sponsors as well.